Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we, which is why we're here for a special Dawson's Creek drama draft for season 5. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, as always, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I'm just trying to resist the urge of singing Final Countdown again, which I don't know if actually has anything to do with football or drafting, but if in my head, Final Countdown
it's
does.
Final Countdown.
Okay, there has to be somewhere, some place where it actually does have to do with drafts, because why do I associate that song with it? I don't know.
Well, I think probably because fantasy football is like the most common like draft. And so then football equates to that. It's the final. I think they don't like do that at like football games. Don't
no
they like play that song?
Clue. Okay. So if you don't know what we're doing here, Jessica and I are the biggest sports fans. And
sports.
The tradition that we've done since season 3 is a drama draft. Now, you might be saying, what's a drama draft? That's a great question. What we do is we draft our own fantasy leagues of Dawson's Creek characters, and there are points that you can gain from things that these characters can do. And from that, we determine who the winner is. So we will go down the list and talk about how to gain points, a couple of new ones this time around for season 5. And we'll talk about who our previous teams were and who won season 4's draft. And then from there, we will draft our new teams for season 5 of Dawson's Creek. How you feeling, Jess?
Yes. I'm pretty excited about this. I look forward to this, and then I promptly forget all about it until we podcast about it at the very end of the season.
And I'm so good that I consistently update the drama draft after every single episode.
Of course, you definitely don't wait until the last
minute
to rewatch the whole season.
Where I have to watch every single episode over again just for the drama draft sake. I definitely don't do that.
Definitely not.
Nope.
But yeah, I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited for college life of Dawson's Creek, because to me, a new drama draft signals a new season, which means a new premiere, which means I'm very excited
I
love a premiere.
Yeah. So complete transparency. Jessica and I have watched only the premiere episode of season 5 so far.
Right. Which we did last time, too, because you need to know the new players.
Exactly.
Like, we're going to have some new characters, and we need to get a little tasty taste of what they're like.
Yes, exactly.
And so that we can properly draft, because As we all know, Sarah has never seen any of this.
Correct.
I have only seen it seasons 5 and 6, I believe, one time, and it was probably 15 years ago.
Oh, that's a very long time ago.
I don't remember shit. So it's extra fun because I'm just guessing along with everyone else.
Sure.
The only stuff I do know about is more end game stuff.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Which isn't happening this season. So. You'll never believe me. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be on my deathbed and you'll be like, but did you know anything in the drama draft? And I'll be like, shut up, you old bitch. I'm trying to die.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to this forever. But yeah, nonetheless, it's okay. We'll figure it out down the road. I'm really excited as well. So yeah, we've both seen the first episode of the 5th season. We'll reserve our thoughts for our proper season 5, episode 1 coverage. Jess, let's talk about last season. Now, it was Jessica's team is called Andy's Angels. We'll have to see if we continue that trend because, I mean, not to spoil anything, but Andy's not around anymore. Mm-hmm. But my team is Team Drums with 3 Z's. And the first season that we did this, season 3, you kicked my ass and I was desperately upset. Like,
you were pissed.
Beside myself. I was like very upset and embarrassed. But I came around and Team Drums with 3 Z's wound up winning the season 4 draft. And I was really happy about it. So it was a now, did you feel depressed and embarrassed like I did from season 3?
Not at all.
Yeah,
no.
That's not surprising.
You were like, it was so close. And it really, to me, it did not look close at all.
Yeah.
And I believe we discussed this on our wrap up podcast that for you, it was like, it was Joey and Dawson, I think, were the big point getters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that was definitely,
I'm just going to say, like, yeah, to your credit, you did so well, and you had, like, Bessie on your team. You know what I mean?
I did.
Or, excuse me, you didn't have Bessie.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I was looking at the wrong season. You had people like Bessie. You had Mitch, who didn't even do, like,
Mitch did shit.
Ton.
Mitch did shit.
So, like, you kicked ass with, like, very few actual
players.
Point getters.
Yeah. The McPhee siblings do very well in a drama draft. Of course, you had a couple of episodes where Andy was getting a shit ton of points, but then
she did a ton of drugs and then she was like, peace out, I'm out of here.
Yeah. And then that's kind of where it went wrong. I'll tell you exactly where I think I started to take the lead, and that was when Joey lost her virginity and just, you know, that really did it for me, which I love. But that's old news. Let's talk a little bit about some of the ways we can get points in the drama draft.
Yeah, so we have added, obviously we've always had things like, you know, crying, kissing, getting into a fight, your first kiss, you know, those types of things will always get you points. They're on the lower end, 2s and 3s we're talking. And then on the higher scale, we always have like loses virginity. Looking at you, Dawson, my friend, you're still out there. That'll get you 25 points. If you just simply have some sex, that's 15 points. You know, if you do something that's bad, get suspended, get expelled, get arrested, you're looking at some 10 points. But we've added some new spicy kind of specifically garnered towards college students options here. So at the low end, we've added gets drunk, 2 points.
Yeah, surprisingly,
college is here.
We didn't have that last time.
Shocking, to be honest. We have, and the funny thing is we have do drugs on here.
I gotta say, I think that was a plant by one of our Shit 90 squad members. Because I think that they knew that, like, Andy's episode was coming.
Oh, so they were like, you should add
this.
Yeah,
you should. Somebody, that was a recommendation. I don't know. I don't remember from who. So I think that was a plant.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We've also added joins Greek life for 5 points. Whether you're joining a sorority, a fraternity, you're just pledging. If you're involved in Greek life, you're going to get some points. Obviously, all a part of the college experience. So we wanted to be able to capture that. joining a secret society. Which is, who knows? It could certainly happen.
Yeah, it's different. It is different from Greek life. I love a secret society. It is so fascinating to me. Would you ever join a secret society?
No.
I would love to join a secret society. Are you freaking kidding me? All I want to do is join a secret society. That would
Why,
be
though?
So
like,
much
what
fun.
Happens in a secret society? Do you just whisper all the time? You're like, oh my God, we're so cool.
Okay, so first thing that you do in a secret society is that you get, like, stolen. You get stolen. They're in black capes.
I don't want to be woken up in the middle of the night. What about me says I want to be woken up in the middle
of
the night?
That's number one. Number two, you have to, like, make some blood sacrifices. That's totally fine. Number three, I think that you have to, like, lay in a coffin.
Lay in a coffin? Yeah. Okay. I don't think you've ever been into a secret society
thing. Well, no, of course I haven't.
A coffin? A coffin.
A coffin.
Absolutely not. No. I think they honestly just steal you, and then they're like, okay, you're going to recite after us, like some weird cult.
Yeah.
And then you're going to blow out this candle, and now you've committed to us for your entire life.
Yeah. So I'm in for that. Secret society is 10 points.
Mm-hmm. If you flunk a class, you get 10 points because it's college. It's certainly possible.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think someone's going to flunk.
Yeah. And those are our new additions. Yeah. Obviously, we still have there are 31 total ways to earn points on this show. Yeah. So plenty
of points. Plenty of points to be had. I know last season we had upwards of 200 and something and 300 and something points. There are points to gain. Let's talk about who this year's players are.
Yeah, so we parsed it down a little bit. Last season we had 15 players. This time we only have 13 to choose from. Because a couple people, like, you know, Henry is not around. No. We're taking kind of Gretchen out of the picture. Mr. McPhee, unfortunately, is no longer with us at this point. So we're just taking some people out that are unnecessary. Of course, we have our Creek Creeps and Dawson, Joey, Pacey, Jen, and Jack. We're losing Andy here, but we are adding another A-named blonde, Audrey. We're also adding Chad Michael Murray and Charlie. Of course, we're still going to have some adults with Grams, Mitch, Gail, Dougie, Bessie, and Bodie bringing up the rear.
Yep.
So those are our potential draft picks.
Phenomenal.
This season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then one last, order of business, and then we'll get into our draft. Team Drums last season was Joey, Dawson, Jen, Bessie, and Mitch, while Andy's Angels was PC, Andy, Jack, Gretchen, and Gail. So those were our teams last year. As we discussed earlier, Team Drums with 3 Z's has won the draft, so I get the privilege of getting to choose the draft order. And last season, you got to choose the draft order, and I'm sure you made a very informed decision as to why you wanted to go second, as this is a snake draft, but I don't fucking care, because I'm a bitch on a mission, and I need to make sure I get my number one person. So
I kind of figured this was going to happen. I'm not surprised that you want to draft first, and I know exactly who you're going to take.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Start off the draft with who you'd like.
Yeah, I am looking at the losing of the virginity points. That's what I want. I want the points where somebody's going to lose their virginity, and it's going to be Dawson Leary. It is Dawson's Creek. This is his show. I want him. I want him on my team. I want his dirty virgin points, and I want them now. Big D Dawson Leary. What do you think about that first draft pick?
I gotta say,
are you surprised?
I'm a little shocked.
Wow.
Because in my head, I thought there were two possible choices for you to make.
Yes.
One, you're going with the logic and you're taking Dawson because he is the virgin. And although we don't, to be fair, we know Audrey's not a virgin. We don't know if Charlie is a virgin. Possible he is. Although when you're Chad Michael Murray and you look that good, hard to believe you're going to go to college a virgin.
He is in a rock
band. He's also in a
band, ma'am.
Yeah, he's had panties thrown at his face for sure.
Yes.
But I thought personally that you were going to go with your heart.
Yeah.
And you were not going to let Audrey go and slip to me.
Is Audrey a first round draft pick? That's the question.
This is the other question. I would answer that with, we saw her doing some little risky business in the first episode, which to me looks like She a little sassy, spicy character. She could get up to some shenanigans.
Right, but I also think that you have to focus on the Creek Creeps when drafting.
Possibly. Although, yeah, I guess it all depends on who you think is. I mean, everybody was new to the Creek at some point, right? Andy turns out to be a really good point getter, a really good pick. Same with Jack. The McPhees themselves are great picks. They didn't come into the show till season two. Yeah. So they weren't technically Creek Creeps at the point we would have drafted them the first time.
Yeah, I just think that you're saying these things just to make me angry. I'm not going to lie.
It's just a benefit of saying these things.
I just think that you're shit-talking now. At this
point. Well, the other thing is, here's the thing. The other thing in my dumb brain, because this really is just for funsies, is part of me is like, I still need a replacement A for my Andy's Angels because I'm still going to be Andy's Angels.
Okay.
So I need a replacement A.
Well, okay, this is not about Audrey. This is about Dawson. What do you think about my pick for Dawson as number one?
No, I love it. I think logical. It's an easy pick. I think yeah. when you're looking at loses virginity and once people lose their virginity, they're having a lot of sex, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think to me that's, and he's the guy. He's Big D. He's Dawson.
Yeah. Team Droms has not let Dawson Leary go since our first season that we've done this.
I've always had
Dawson. So he's like, he's kind of like, I guess, your, I don't know, like your Andy.
Andy is the only one on my team who I have had twice. Yeah. So everyone else,
I haven't let go of Dawson. I'm not doing it now. It goes to you now for your number one draft pick.
Lovely. So Dawson is officially off the board at number one. Yeah, I have two picks here. I get back-to-back picks.
Is that number how it works?
That's what a snake draft is. We've done this every season. Yes, it is, because if it went back to you, that would be so shitty for the person who had to go second. This way it evens it up that you got to go first, but I get back-to-back picks.
All right, whatever you say. And then I get two picks?
And then you get two picks.
I love Sarah
learning about a snake draft live on this podcast. We've done two other ones.
I still don't understand it. Okay, so one day. What's your first round draft pick?
Yeah, so I got to say, my first round draft pick, I feel like romance is in the air for this character. I feel like she's going to be having a lot of sex. I feel like she's been messy a lot in the past, and I think she might continue her streak of a little bit of a messy bitch. I'm going to go Jen Lindley.
That's a good pick. That's a very good pick. Jen is volatile. Jen gets a lot of crying points.
Exactly.
She is a little bit of a firecracker, so she also gains points with fighting. I had Jen last season. She did me good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then for my second pick, I'm gonna go a bit of a riskier pick here. Mainly because in the very first episode of the season that we've already watched, this person has already had sex. And so I'm like, great. Give me those 15 points, bitch. I would love to take those from you. On top of that, I need a replacement A name. And so, Audrey, come on down to Team Andy's Angels. We will take you as our replacement Andy for the season. How do you like that pick?
Okay. Like, I feel fire erupting from my arms and from my heart. I honestly just think that this is a spite pick at this time. And, you know, y'all haven't heard us talk about the first episode yet, but like a little sneak peek, like Audrey is a bit of me.
Audrey literally is you. I don't think there's any bit about it.
And
you are Audrey. Audrey is you. Like, you are one.
I feel really angry, and I just feel like this is just such a spite pick. And I don't know why you're doing this for me.
Bitch, we saw her have sex with like two different people in the first episode.
But you did. Okay, but we have to like clarify that, because I think you have to see the sex.
We can't just. There's a boy that left her dorm room in the morning, and you're going to tell me there wasn't some hanky panky happening?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. I don't remember how we build it.
This is why we need a
commissioner. But either way, I'm just saying this bitch, she looks like someone who would join Greek life. She looks like someone who's going to have a lot of fun, get into drugs, get drunk. She looks like a crier. This bitch looks like she's about to yell at people and cry all the time. And I know when I see drama, and that girl is drama. She has it written on her forehead. She's like, hey, Joey, you're a wet blanket. I'm a fun bitch. That is exactly what she screams.
Yeah, I'm just furious at you. I'm not even gonna lie.
You took Dawson, who you know.
It's not about the points, like, Jessica. Like,
this guy's
gonna
stick his dick in someone for sure.
I don't care about the points. It's not about the points. Is that, like, I take ownership over Audrey.
I thought you would pick her first. Why would I gonna pick her first? Because you love her.
She's not a first round draft pick.
Well, she's a second round draft pick.
She wouldn't have been my second. I would have probably gotten her at 3 if I was going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, she would have been my third round draft pick. I'm honestly surprised that she's your second round draft pick, especially since we have such heavy hitters still left on
there
the board.
There are still lots of people left on the board. But I guess, I'll explain more about my decisions once we're done, not to give, like, things away. But, like, I do think there is some fun in picking a character that I honestly don't remember a ton about besides what we literally just saw in episode 1. But she feels like a dark horse to get points in this draft, and so I'm willing to risk it to get the biscuit, baby.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, like, Joey Potter's not doing drugs, but she's definitely going to be my second round draft pick. And the reason is, like, once again, like, Joey's definitely a point sucker. Like, you get the crying points, you get the fighting points, she's now having sex, you get sex points. Like, she is really such a prominent character in Dawson's Creek that it's undeniable that she is a forefront creep. She's, like, probably number 2 of the most popular, like, most seen creep. Not popular, like, with other people, I just mean, like, prominent, that's the word. So yeah, like, an easy number 2 draft pick for me. I had her last season, was really happy with her. I don't know if I'm going to suck as much juice out of her, not to be crude, but
that's sad.
I know.
Are you a secret vampire?
Yeah, suck. Can I tell blood. You
We went to a baseball game yesterday, and there was, like, I'm so bad at ages, toddler-ish?
Okay.
Aged baby?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I don't know if she could stand on her own, but she was doing the thing where she's, like, standing on her mom's, like, legs and, like, facing backwards, you know? She stared directly into my soul, and then she smiled, but this fucking baby had teeth, man.
Ooh.
Like, this baby had legit teeth. And she had, like, fangs, and I was like, I turned to Will, and I was like, I am terrified because that baby looks like a vampire.
Gosh, you know, there's nothing that I fear more than being on a plane or on a train or at a game where I have to interact with your toddler. It's like, bitch, like, let me just be in my zone. Like, I don't want to entertain your toddler. Like,
no. Luckily, she was, like, a few rows down, so I was under no obligation to do the whole, hey.
I don't want to say hi. Like,
I don't either.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, it's my worst nightmare to have to entertain your child. And then they do that thing where they, like, keep looking at you. I'm like, leave me alone. Baby Alexander would never.
Oh, she's 57 months and 2 days.
Yeah, baby Alexander would never do that. Baby Lily is a forefront person to be interacting with bitches on the train.
I mean, we'll have to see. Yeah, she so far she's done nothing but, like, lay there. So we'll have to see what she does. Should we have added her? Here.
Okay, let's keep moving forward.
Yeah, who's your next draft pick?
You know what? I'm just going to take the trio. You know, I don't know what Pacey is up to this season. I have zero fucking clue. He's not in school, but I hope that Pacey gets into some fights. That's what I like to see.
There you go.
He might get a new girlfriend. Like, who knows? Like, I would like to take the trio. I'm a big advocate of creep members, and he is the drums. And you know what? I'll tell you what. I've had him before in season 3. He's a good point getter. I liked him. How did you feel about Pacey, having Pacey? He was your number 1 draft pick last season.
He was, because of the whole virgin of it all. He wasn't a virgin.
He was not taking.
But I knew he, like, it was like, okay, he's with Joey.
So you had insider trading information. You knew that he was going to lose his virginity. He was going to have sex with Joey. So because of your previous experience. So you're saying that you had insider trading information.
You're telling me you didn't pick Joey expressly because you thought that she was going to
be a virgin
by the end of the season.
That's exactly why. But I had an assumption. and you had
sex. So did I of, like, I don't know, these characters have been in a relationship for a while. They're probably going
to
have
not
sex.
Not me just trying to catch you up in some criminal activity.
Truly. No, Pacey's a great pick here. If you didn't pick him, I certainly would have.
Yeah.
He is always high drama. He's usually going to be
fighting,
getting into arguments, yeah, getting drunk, getting into trouble, right? He's going to be failing classes, even though he's not in classes currently, but he might be. Yeah, definitely. High probability of him getting at some shenanigans, for sure. Also, I like the outside pick of Pacey because as it currently stands after one episode, who knows? He's single. He's single and ready to mingle, baby. He could be getting it on with anybody.
Yeah, he's going to be bringing people back to the Dean's boat.
There you go. Yeah, so that brings it back to me. Let's reset the board. I'm going to say who we have left to pick, and then I'll say who my next draft pick is. We have Jack, Charlie, Grahams, Mitch, and Gail, Dougie, Bessie, and Bodie, bringing up the rear. First pick is going to be pretty obvious here. I'm going to go with my guy, Jack, Mr. McPhee.
Jack Attack.
Is left over Jackers. Here. I will say I'm feeling good about him because he's currently with Toby, which to me means, well, he's away at college, could easily cheat on Toby. No. I could get some points there.
And
he's not exactly the drug guy or like the get arrested guy, but maybe this is when he becomes that guy.
That could be.
Maybe he goes crazy.
Is already being propositioned for Greek life. He's already having wandering eyes in college. I think Jack is a great pick.
I think so, too. I think there's a good likelihood that he will be getting into some kind of shenanigans here. So I'm going to take him. Now I have a tough decision.
Yeah.
Because I could go with New Guy Charlie. But New Guy Charlie is very new, and we know almost nothing about him.
He's also Chad Michael Murray. And would you have Chad Michael Murray if he was a nobody on the show?
Exactly. Are you going to like not have him having sex on this show? Because I find that unbelievable. So I could take Charlie. He's certainly an option for me. It's just he didn't spark as much as Audrey did on my screen in terms of like points. Right. He didn't come to my mind immediately. There's still Grahams, who is like, you know, she's always going to be around. She's certainly not losing her virginity or anything. And, you know, it's not super likely she's like bringing someone over to have some sex
well,
with. But you never know.
Just to make a point. Grahams was undrafted last season, and Grahams fucked more than Dawson.
That's fair. That is true. It's so hard. Here's the other thing that where we fucked up last season.
Oh yeah,
was we each had one half of a couple.
Yeah, we
which
fucked
didn't
up big
end
time.
Up working out.
That was a big
it was like,
mess up.
So the other part of me is like, okay, well, do I try to take one of Mitch or Gail and then see if the other one of Mitch or Gail falls to me? Because that's a couple I could take.
Yes.
So it's really tricky. Gosh, I could go all newbies though. I'm gonna go for it. Give me Charlie.
Well,
give me good guy Charlie. Give me Chad Michael Murray. Cause you know what? I don't really know. Chad Michael Murray could be canceled, so if he is, please ignore the statement. But teen Jess was like obsessed with Chad Michael Murray. And I can't in my heart of hearts look at him and not draft his beautiful face that I was so in love with from One Tree Hill back in the day.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to take him. Why not? Let's do it. Let's spice things up. Charlie, come on down to Team Andy's Angels. Welcome.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's really good.
Also, maybe he's into Greek life, although he seems to be more like a rock and roll kind of guy.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Who knows? You don't know what he's into. He's a mystery. I like how you have like the big question marks.
I think it's more fun that way. Yeah. And you know what? I've won once. You've won once. Why not spice it up, you know?
Yeah.
Feeling risky this year, this season.
You're definitely feeling risky.
This whole year.
This whole entire year. This is the new year for you. All right. So then I have my fourth and fifth picks now, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
this
big
is your
decisions.
Final, your final two. All right. It's the final countdown,
so like
baby.
A little talking out loud, like, we know for a fact we're going to see Grahams, right? Like, we know for a fact.
Well, we saw her for one episode.
We saw her.
For sure, already.
Like, she's in Boston. We're probably going to see her. What is she going to get into? Will Grahams get a new boyfriend? Probably. Will Grahams...
Will Grahams join a sorority?
No, she would not. But there's no more teenagers. So, are they...
It'd be fun if she, like, came home and found her, like, having sex on the
couch
or
something. Wait, is she, like, a house... going to be like a house mom at Greek life
possibly. Okay. What if she punches a wall?
I am still holding on to that one day Mitch is going to die. one day, and
I love how you accuse me of the insider trading, but you're like, I'm going to constantly draft Mitch because I know he's going to die at some point.
He's going to die. I'm going to take Mitch. He's once again been part of Team Drums for three seasons.
I want to know how mad you're going to be if he doesn't die this season. Well, and then I'll draft him next season.
Or the one fucking spoiler that I got when I first started watching Dawson's Creek a billion years ago isn't even true, but I'm going to see.
What if I've just been like, egging it on this entire time?
It's possible.
And I've gotten you to draft Mitch over and over and over again just for nothing to happen. What a long ass con.
Mitch does something. Now this is the whole point. Like, do I draft Grams because I know for a fact she's there? Or do I draft Gail because to avoid the issue that we had last season, where we kept splitting up the couples? It's kind of like, but once again, like, how much of Gail are we actually going to get? That's a huge question mark. Like, I don't know. Like, we didn't see her in the first episode. I'm going to go with cold, hard facts of, like, what I see. And just as a reminder, like, the other options are, like, Bessie and Bodhi, no clue where they are. Doug Witter, I assume we're going to see him. I just think that the obvious answers are, like, Graham or Gail. I think I'm going to go with Graham's because who knows what Graham's is up to. And I've never had I've never had Graham's on my team.
Yeah, I haven't either. This is the first season that Graham's has been drafted.
Hey! Look at
that. Good job, Graham.
You're coming up
look
in
you
the
go.
World. I'm happy for you.
Look at you go, girl.
Yeah. And
so, yeah, that's going to bring it back to me. And I have Gail, Dougie, Bessie, Bodhi as options. And I totally agree with you. I think that we got to go with what we know, go with what we see. I think of these four adults, Gail, Dougie, Bessie, Bodhi, it feels to me like Gail would be the most in the picture based on the fact that, okay, she has a newborn, so we might see some of that. It seems like she's always gotten more content than Bessie and Bodhi. I mean, yeah. Obviously Bodhi's not really around too much, but, like, obviously way more than Bessie, it seems like, and way more than Dougie. And so I think at this point, I'm going to go with the safe pick and go with Gail. So that's going to round out our teams. You have Dawson, who you've had for three seasons running. Mm-hmm. Joey, a repeat from last season. Pacey, new to you since the first season.
Yeah, I've had him once before.
Yep. Mitch, you will continue drafting until he dies. And Grams, who this is her first time ever being drafted. That's a solid team. That's a very, very strong team.
I'm very confident. I'm very happy.
Yeah. I think you should be confident because I think you have, if people are picking, right, if we're putting up a poll and saying whose team's going to win, I think people are picking your team to win. I think
we'll
that
see.
Is
we'll
100%.
See. But the fun thing about Andy's Angels is that we don't know. We don't know.
It's a wild card. We love to see this team because we have genuinely always a wild card. You never know what she's going to do.
Yeah.
Love to have her back on my team from, I didn't have her last season, but now I have her. Audrey, brand new to the
and
show.
You're a fucking bitch, but yeah.
She could do anything, you know? Sure. And you know what? Of all the things, even if you got the better team, you didn't get Audrey. And so that makes my heart a little happy.
You're such a nasty bitch.
Then I have Jack Attack here, a repeat from last season for me. And I do think he has some, like you said, some frat upside, Jack does. And then rounding out the crowd, we got new guy Charlie, who even if he does nothing, he's a joy and a beauty to watch on TV. And I think I'm allowed to say that because I'm pretty sure he's in his early 20s at this point on the show.
Sure.
And Gail, who, you know what? Who gives a fuck about Gail? But here she is on my team anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you had her last
season. I
got
to be honest and say that for both of our sakes, I hope that them going to college means a whole lot less Mitch and Gail. Yeah. Just for our own, you know, enjoyment of the show.
I hope so, too. But if Mitch dies, then Gail's probably going to cry.
Oh, I get so many cry points.
Yeah.
Not enough to add up to the kill points, though.
No.
Not kill points, dead points. You know, whatever. We should have murdering points. Anyway. Yeah. And that's the drama draft. So I hope you all enjoy this. I can't wait. We're going to obviously coming out with the premiere of season 5 next week. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Of course, send in feedback. If you haven't already, shit90spod.com. You could leave us a voicemail. You could email us, shit90spod@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram @shit90spod. If that is your preferred method of communication, whatever you want to do, we love to hear from you. Let us know whose team's your favorite. Am I a terrible person for stealing Audrey out from under Sarah? Who's to say? So let us all know. We'll be back next week with the premiere of Dawson's Creek. Of course, we're always covering Boy Meets World. Go check us out there. We've got some bonus content. We came out with a Cruel Intentions podcast, which was truly a joy and a half to record with Chappelle. So go check that out. And we are coming up on, that's right, folks. Don't forget it. It's almost October, which means it's spooky season. And you know what that means. So coming up soon, we'll have some more fun content for you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will talk to you all next time.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.